My new book, Facts That Aren't True, is out now. Don't forget about my other book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions. Click the link in the description now.
Are you deaf and stupid?
Yeah.
Tell us what pseudoscience is.
Pseudoscience.
Tell us all about Karl Popper and pseudoscience. I'd love to hear you talk about it.
Now, pseudoscience, which is all of the theories that you believe in, right? That's what's called pseudoscience.
Okay? No, pseudoscience is a pretty specific thing. Tell us how somebody goes about doing pseudoscience.
Okay, pseudoscience. Okay, the way you do pseudoscience is you go to university and you get a degree in astrophysics.
Okay? That's not pseudoscience.
That's how you do pseudoscience. Yes, it is. You go to a university and you do a degree in astrophysics. Mm-hmm. That's how you do pseudoscience, Peterson.
Mm-hmm. So if I sat in mom's basement and or whatever they call it where you're from,
if I just sat in grandma's basement and huffed methylene or whatever it is you guys do in between spreading peas on toast, then
I would know what the true things about the natural world are. Don't get an edumacation. Don't build off of knowledge that's been picked up by prior generations and then do science. Peterson. Don't do that.
I'm living in mom's basement, Peterson. Yes, that's where I'm living, Peterson.
I said grandma's. Are you deaf and stupid?
Yeah. So anyway,
at least you admit it.
I don't admit anything to you, Peterson. So you, the only thing that you can do, you've got nothing but insults. Okay. The only thing you can do, because you don't have actual science to back your false theories, okay, you have to insult and say, oh, look at these flurfers and flat earthers. They don't know.
Why does the night sky rotate around a celestial pole in the opposite direction as the northern hemisphere sky?
And you just throw out.
Beezy, quit spurgin. Why does the south celestial pole rotate around a fixed point in the opposite direction that the north celestial pole does? Go ahead and unmute yourself and answer that question. Oh, by the way, you never told us accurately what pseudoscience is.
Anyway, okay. Now, it's funny that you have to jump to the sky, okay? Because when you talk about the stars and the different rotation.
Yeah, so the question is, how does it do that? If the Earth is flat, how does the sky do that? Rotate in around two central points in opposite directions. Go ahead and unmute yourself and answer that question. And the moment you fail to start answering that question, which will be about 8 seconds from now, I'm going to mute you again.
The only thing spinning, Peterson, first of all, and I will answer your question. The only thing spinning, first of all, is not the Earth. It's your head that's spinning, okay? So talking about the sky, okay? So you look at the sky and you do time-lapse photography of the stars, okay? And we've all seen that, okay? That's common knowledge, right? And you see perfect concentric circles, okay? Now, on your heliocentric model, okay, with all the movements that the Earth is making, okay, as it's following the sun and doing all its wibbly-wobbly shapes while it's traveling around the galaxy and the great attractor, as you like to call it. Okay?
The stars are rotating along with us.
That will never, ever be. You will never, ever see the stars doing concentric circles if we're doing all the movements that we're doing.
Do you know what a carousel is?
Model. Okay.
Do you know what a carousel is?
The reason why you've got clockwise rotation.
Do you know what a carousel is?
The reason why you've got clockwise and anti-clockwise.
Do you know what a carousel is?
The reason why you've got clockwise.
Do you know what a carousel is?
The reason why.
Do you know what a carousel is?
The reason.
Do you know what a carousel is? Do you know what a carousel is?
Muting me because you're a loser. Yeah, keep muting.
Do you know what a carousel is?
Keep muting me. Yeah, keep muting me.
Do you know what a carousel is?
I'm trying to answer the question you asked me, and now you're changing the subject. What's wrong, Peterson?
Because you're having trouble spinning. So anyways, I'll just tell the world, since you're incapable of shutting up or understanding anything. If you're on a carousel, if somebody was like, stop. If you're on a carousel, you can observe all the other horses around you because the entire carousel rotates in unison. So the other horses rotate with you. Now, the stars and Earth and everything else that we can observe, especially with the naked eye, is orbiting around our galaxy. It all moves in unison. So no, we don't advance past any of these things. They move with us.
On a carousel,
no fucking shit, idiot. It's called a metaphor. Okay. If you can't understand what a metaphor is, then you have less than a second grade intelligence. You need to read some Piaget. Well, you probably can't read, but have somebody tell you about some Piaget, and then you'd understand these developmental levels where you, where children fail to understand abstract concepts. You are not yet to the second grade level.
You have to jump,
and you haven't learned how to wait your turn yet. So you are below the second grade level on multiple different fronts here, okay? So now, go ahead.
Peterson, when it comes to reading level, you have to jump and swing just to reach my ankle, okay? So go ahead with your carousel, okay? So you're sitting, you're a little kid. So so you're a little man sitting on a carousel on a little horsey swinging around. That's your evidence for the spinning cartoon ball? Is that your evidence? That's right.
Really?
That's right. Your heliocentric model has more holes than Swiss cheese, Peterson. The globe is done. It's finished. Okay.
How come they saw a 24-hour sun in Antarctica?
One day, to your feet, the final embarrassment, mate, to even bring that up. Oh.
Why did they see a 24-hour sun?
We can talk about that all day, dude. There's
we will.
So much material.
We will talk about that starting literally right now. Why did they see a 24-hour sun?
Globotomized globe heads like you, okay, have to respect.
Why did they see a 24-hour sun?
Okay, they didn't see a 24-hour sun.
So the live footage of the 24-hour sun was not the 24-hour sun.
Oh, it wasn't. That wasn't live footage, Peterson. We're still waiting for the data. You know, we're actually still waiting for the raw data, the full which we were promised. Which we were promised by the fraudster Duffy. Which we were promised by the fraudster Duffy, who, guess what, came online and said, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with lying and deceiving people. Okay? And guess what? Duffy turns out to be a Jesuit. Okay? Guess what Copernicus is that came up with.
So why did they see a 24-hour... So your claim is that they never did see a 24-hour sun?
Sun-worshipping model... What, Peterson? You're a sun worshiper. You're a sun worshiper, Peterson.
I'm going to keep doing this until you stop talking so I can ask you a question.
I can do this all day.
So can I.
I can do this all day, Peterson.
No, second graders don't have this kind of patience. I promise that you can't.
I've got nothing but time, Peterson. Nothing but time, Peterson. Nothing but time, Peterson. And it's not space-time. Not the bendy, warpy fabric. Fake gravity space-time. Einstein was a fraud, Peterson.
Albizzi is a fraud.
Einstein is a fraud. You know your high priest
your
of
mom.
Science, Einstein? Your high priest of science.
Your mom.
Oh, your mom, yes. Peterson, who's the little kid now? Oh, your mom. You are a joke. You are a complete joke, Peterson. Okay, you've got nothing but conjecture.
Your mom.
Your whole reality has been falsified. Okay, and guess what?
No, the 24-hour sun falsified the flat Earth model.
You don't even need to go to the sky to prove flat Earth. You can do that right here, right from the ground. Okay, what's the formula for curvature, Peterson? What's the formula for curvature?
It's not
what is it?
It certainly isn't 8 inches per mile squared.
Oh, okay. So 8 inches per mile squared is not accurate, correct?
You didn't ask what's accurate. You asked what the formula is.
Is 8 inches per mile squared?
Why is it that you people lie?
Is 8 inches per mile squared accurate?
I'll answer whatever question you have after you answer my question, which is why do you people lie?
Is 8 inches per mile squared accurate?
So simple you question. Said that 8 inches per mile squared is the curvature of the Earth. That's a parabola. Okay.
No,
again, you're at second grade. Parabolas, that's high school stuff.
No, 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 no. Dude, you're not going to get into these technicalities and try to make yourself look smart using technique.
Right. So 8 inches per mile squared is a parabolic curve. The Earth does not have a parabolic curve. So why did you say, do I know the formula for curvature, when the formula you were proposing is the curvature of a parabola and not the curvature of the Earth? And then you shifted the goalpost in favor of yourself and said, but Herder, isn't it accurate? So why did you give the wrong formula? Why did you do that?
Wake up, little man. Okay, okay. I can play your music.
You got
game
called out for your lying,
day.
And now you're just being obnoxious. Because again, second grade level IQ here.
The only liar here is you. Okay, and you've proven that. Okay, so 8 inches per mile squared. How up to what distance is that accurate to?
0 inches, because Earth does not have a parabolic curve.
Okay, 8 inches per mile. I'm going to ask you again because I've spoken to many professional land surveyors and I know this to...
Unless it's accurate to an infinity number of decimal points, then it's not accurate at any distance.
So you've thrown out 8 inches per mile squared. Now this doesn't apply anymore.
Yeah, because the Earth is not the Earth does not have parabolic curve.
Yep. So Earth is an oblate spheroid, correct?
Yep.
Like somewhat pear-shaped, a little bit chubbier at the bottom, just below the equator, a little bit chubbier below the equator than above the equator.
No.
Okay.
No.
So how did they come up then with the 8 inches per mile squared?
No, we can't talk about that because you don't even know what the shape of the globe Earth is. It's not thicker below the equator. It's thicker at the equator.
No, it's thicker just below. It's a bit wider just below the equator, Peterson. Get
it,
that
just,
right.
It just isn't.
You don't
isn't.
Even know your own globe model, Peterson. Holy shit, dude. What do I have to teach you? Your own model. What's wrong with you?
Do you know how people spin pizza dough? Does the pizza dough get wider in the middle or does it get wider at the bottom part of it?
Pizza dough. Right. Pizza dough. Let's change the subject and talk about pizza dough. How accurate is the 8 inches per mile squared? What distance is it?
Zero inches.
Let's see how smart you are.
Zero inches.
So yep. I hope someone's recording that. Okay, so Peterson says the 8 inches per mile squared is accurate up to 0 inches.
Correct, because it doesn't describe a circle. So the divergence literally happens instantaneously. Okay. So I will just arbitrarily assign an absurd decimal point, and it will be guaranteed to not be accurate at that decimal point. So 0 inches.
0 inches. So you're correct, and every other plane surveyor is wrong. And geodesic. What about geodesic surveying? They're all wrong.
You know that
those
people go to college, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so college is where you go to get more knowledge all of a sudden. Okay.
You know
where'd
pilots?
You go? Jupiter?
You know how many pilots I know, Peterson? You know how many pilots?
This guy went to Jupiter to get more stupider, everyone.
You know how many pilots I know, Peterson?
Bro is like literally actually from Jupiter.
Do you know how many pilots I know, Peterson? That fly over a level topographical plane. Okay. So you're not going to get away from this 8 inches per mile squared.
How do you have Wi-Fi on Jupiter?
How accurate? Oh, guess what? Uranus, you know Uranus farts twice a day. Did you know that? That's actually from NASA. It releases.
Why don't you go parent your children a little bit? They sound like psychopaths.
It actually releases gas. Uranus releases gas twice a day. Did you
know
that?
Dude, go parent. Go be a parent to your children.
That's official NASA.
LBZ, go be a parent to your children.
That's official.
Your dad doesn't love you, girls. He doesn't love you.
Yeah, talk about the incident.
He doesn't love you.
Keep insulting.
He does not love you. He's going to Nathan Oakley, you girls.
Keep insulting, little man. Keep insulting. You need to jump and swing.
Ooh, I hear footsteps. I think you're in trouble.
You need to jump and swing, Peterson, just to reach my...
Oh, were those your footsteps? Were you running away from your parental obligations?
You need to jump and swing just to reach my ankle, Peterson.
Wow. Okay.
8 inches per mile squared is the drop.
Oh, no, they're back. Wow, what are those kids doing, dude? And why aren't you being a parent to those children?
Inches per mile squared, Peterson. Well, your parents obviously didn't do a good job with you. 8 inches.
Oh, he muted himself.
8 inches per mile squared, Peterson. The drop. How up to what distance is the Acura up to?
I already told you 0 inches. How long do perpendicular lines touch? At literally one point, and then after that point, they do not touch anymore. There you go. The exact same phenomena happens when you compare a circle and a parabola. They converge at one point, and then they immediately diverge. So the answer is zero.
Would that be due to perspective? Do those points diverge due to perspective, Peterson?
No, they simply diverge. It's not a matter of perspective. If nobody's looking at them, they still diverge.
Okay. Let it out, Peterson. I know it's okay. I know you've been through some tough times. Let it out. It's okay. So 8 inches per mile squared, you're not going to get away from that because you lied and you're lying to your viewers.
No, it's accurate up to 0 inches because they diverge immediately.
So you're lying, Peterson. Up to what distance?
Literally not.
8 inches. Up to what distance is 8 inches per mile squared accurate up to?
0 inches, because a circle and a parabola, their shapes converge at one point and then they diverge immediately.
This is common knowledge, Peterson.
Yes, I know. Two shapes that aren't the same shape can't overlap in more than one point.
Common knowledge based on science.
So two round shapes that aren't the same shape can't intersect at more than one point. I mean, they can if it like goes into the other one like that, but otherwise, no.
You purport to be an atheist. You do have a religion. Contrary to popular belief, you actually do have a religion. It's called scientism, okay? And it's not based on actual science.
And you're part of a church called I Will Not Parent My Children. We have one belief that I cannot diverge from. Go and parent my children.
It's based on pseudoscience. You've got nothing.
You actually still haven't told us what pseudoscience is, which is like the first thing you came up here to talk about.
And you still haven't told us up to what this... Up to what distance? Yeah, we can do this all day. That's fine. Go on mute. Yeah, press the button.
Yeah, I will.
The button. Go ahead. Press. Keep doing it. Press the button.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Because you're a little child, Peterson.
Speaking of little children, why are you not being a parent to your little children? Why do you let them run around and scream and be in some sort of physical danger and do nothing about it?
Even my children are smarter than you, Peterson.
Well, then they must have eclipsed you long ago.
They are much smarter than you.
I think people are born smarter than you.
At the top of their class. They are at the top of their class. And guess what?
What, they're homeschooled and you have one child?
That's your argument?
No. My homeschooled child, who is an only child, is at the top of her class. Good for her. I bet she hooks up with the teacher, too.
Okay. Soon to go to university. They're at the top of their class, Peterson.
Oh, university? Okay. Oh, so they're going to go get more knowledge, which is where you said people go to get indoctrinated. Meanwhile, you're going to still be on Jupiter?
Peterson, listen. I want to make something very clear to you, Peterson. You know the degrees that I've got? I've ripped them up and thrown them in the rubbish because they wouldn't give me a refund.
Wow.
Okay.
Your Western academia
and all of its curriculums all of its science. I know it very well.
LBZ.
I know it very, very LBZ. Well. Actually, much better than you.
LBZ, what are your children going to get degrees in?
So 8 inches per mile squared, Peterson. You're not going to change the subject. And you're not going to keep lying. You're not going to keep lying to your viewers. Up to what distance is 8 inches per mile squared? Up to what distance is it?
Okay. If you have two round shapes and they're not the same shape, then how many points do they intersect with each other at?
Simple question, Peterson.
Yes, it is very simple. The answer is one. So I'm going to ask you the same question, and I'll remind you that the answer is one. Two round shapes that are not the same shape, at what? How many points do they intersect at? And again, the answer is one.
What's that got to do with the formula for curvature?
Okay, so that means that the shapes diverge from each other immediately. So the accuracy is 0 inches.
Yes. So from where you stand, let's say you're standing at the beach, Peterson. Nice beach, right? So curvature begins basically from where you're standing.
Yep. Correct. And the curvature of a parabola and the curvature of a sphere are different, so they diverge immediately. So it's accurate to 0 inches.
Why it's 8 inches per mile squared.
It's accurate to 0 nanometers, even.
No. Okay. So what about 69 miles per degree? Would that be more accurate than 8 inches per mile squared?
That's a linear distance. That's not a curve distance. You didn't know that? Oh God, you're dumber than I thought. And I thought you were really, really dumb.
Peterson, you're not doing yourself any favors, Peterson. The only person that looks so dumb right now is yourself.
Well, you tried to invoke distance over the surface of an object as drop in the surface of an object.
You cannot answer a very simple question.
I did answer the very simple question. Latitude or degrees of latitude. You could pick it's universal for latitude.
Peterson,
degrees of latitude are separated by a little over 69 miles. That's true. That is the distance over the surface. It doesn't tell you how much drop in curvature occurs. But I bet you were going to use it that way. You were going to say for every degree that something is in distance away from you, it should drop 69 miles. I bet you were going to say that. You failed this very basic, rudimentary understanding of shapes. Second grade level comprehension.
Let's make it even more basic for you, Peterson. Let's make it even more basic. Like I said, I've got.
I'm confused as to why you're saying that when I accurately described how latitude or degrees is the distance over the surface of an object.
That depends on the projection you're using, but you didn't describe anything accurately yet, Peterson. I'm still yet to hear an actual scientific fact from you.
All I did was agree with you how far 1 degree is, and then I described what that means, and now you're running away from it. So go ahead, what's the next thing?
8 inches per mile squared, up to what distance is it accurate to?
Zero.
That is wrong.
It's not wrong.
Why? Unless, you're either lying or you're actually that stupid that you don't know that it's wrong.
See how these two lines? You can't see this.
Every single globe head, every single globe head.
See how these two lines immediately separate from each other? Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, so if I'm at point A and this other point is at point B, are those the same?
Is what the same?
Are those points in the same place?
No, those points are not in the same place.
Oh, so it's not accurate then. And guess what? If you have two curves that curve at different rates, then no two points are ever in the same place. So it's not accurate. It becomes inaccurate at a distance of zero.
Okay. What shape is the Earth, Peterson?
It's roughly an oblate spheroid.
Okay, so it is an oblate. It's roughly an oblate spheroid. Why roughly?
Because there are microscopic variances in the texture of the surface. And if you want to be pedantic, you could point to those.
Microscopic differences in the texture of the surfaces?
Yeah, there are things like mountains and valleys.
Right. So if you were to reduce the size of the Earth down to, let's say, a cube ball, maybe, it'd be even smoother than that cue ball, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay, so why are all the pictures we have from NASA perfect spheres?
What?
Why is every single picture from NASA a perfect sphere?
Because at that scale, Earth is indistinguishable from a sphere. Do you know what the difference in width versus height of Earth is?
So is Earth a sphere?
Answer the question.
Or roughly an oblate spheroid? I've heard some people even say the Earth is egg-shaped. Are you one of those? Are you one of those, Peterson? Do you believe the Earth is
egg-shaped? No, I'm not an idiot.
Well, you're still an idiot because you think it's an oblate spheroid, roughly.
Yeah. So do you know what the difference between Earth's width and height is?
What is it, Peterson?
So you don't know it, correct?
No, Peterson, what is it? What is it? What is it, Peterson?
So you don't know it. So
you're
confused.
You're looking it up. Peterson,
I'm doing some math.
Right now. Peterson, you are looking it up right now, Peterson.
I'm not looking it up. I'm doing some math.
You're asking me the question while you're looking it up at the same time, Peterson. You picked the wrong dude to rise up. Keep clicking, Peterson.
I'm doing a calculation. Okay. I know
why
what it is. You don't know what
NASA
it is.
A perfect sphere.
Okay. If I took, like on a computer program, you can draw circles, right? If I drew a circle and then I copied that circle, but I widened the other circle just widthwise.
Other circle.
Kept...
Hold on.
Stop.
Stop. Where did you get the other circle from? Now you've made two circles. You just drew one circle. Where did you get another circle from?
I just said I copy and pasted it. Again, you're at below a second grade level. Second graders know how to use computers better than you.
So now you're copying and pasting circles.
You take two circles and I copy them. So I have two identical circles. And then with one, I widen it by one pixel. The height of it, I keep that the same. I widen it by one pixel. Are you going to be able, with the naked eye, to tell the difference between those two circles?
If you're widening it by one pixel, I've got a background in IT. I'd be able to tell if it's wider by one pixel.
Oh man, the hubris that you guys have. You think you're smarter than everybody else.
No, you would not be able to do that.
So I'm gonna go with you.
I'm gonna go with you, Peterson. Let's say that one pixel is indistinguishable. Okay?
Yeah, no
you can't
shit.
See that one pixel. Okay? So that means, okay, no matter how much you scale it up, okay, there's always gonna be, okay, up to a certain a formula for up to a certain distance that's gonna give you an accurate representation of that curvature.
Wow, you're running away from your original claim here. So anyways, why do the pictures look like perfect spheres? Because Earth is just like that circle that's widened by one pixel. Earth is only 43... I actually don't remember if it's miles or kilometers. I want to say it's kilometers. How much wider is Earth than it is tall?
Yep.
It is 43 kilometers. So that's 27 miles.
So the Earth is 43 miles wider. Hold on, please.
No. So, if you do the math on that, then what is the difference, like as a percent, between Earth's width and height? 0.34%. So you're not going to be able to see a difference between its width and height in that. So that's why all the photos look like spheres. So in other words, this evidence that you thought precluded our model is actually 100% consistent with our model.
You've played right into my hands, Peterson. Welcome. Welcome to the flat Earth that you live on, Peterson. So the Earth, this plane, level topographical plane Earth, okay, let's add a T to it and pretend it is a cartoon board, okay? It's 43 miles, 43, just whatever, do that. Peterson, okay, so just for the viewers, okay, he's trying to make me drop out of my own field. It's not going to happen because he doesn't want to drop me and look like a loser that he actually is. Because you are a loser, Peterson, okay? You are a loser. So the Earth is 43. The Earth is 43. Yeah, we can do that all day, Peterson. Like I said, I've got nothing but time for it.
No, yeah, you're fully committed to doing anything but going and taking care of that horrible child of yours.
Horrible child? Now you're calling my children horrible. Oh, Peterson, you are a...
Well, I assume they take after you. Maybe your wife was smart and she banged the milkman, because I don't see how anybody could possibly love you. So maybe they take after somebody who's a little bit more respectable, but I kind of doubt it.
You've got a very dirty mind, Peterson. That shows just how corrupt you are.
Just because I'm talking about your wife sleeping around?
You have a very corrupt mind. You are corrupted. And what you believe in is a false reality. And that false reality is slowly melting around you like gold melts in water. When I walk in the room, when I walk into the room, helium centrism melts like salt melts in water. That's how heliocentrism melts, Peterson. Just like your false reality. When I walk in the room, heliocentrism melts like salt in water, Peterson. Because the truth, you can never ever face the truth. You cannot debunk the truth. The truth stands on its own, Peterson. And what we live on is a level topographical plane, Peterson. Nothing you say or ever do can change that.
Why does the southern sky rotate around a central pole? Why does that? How does that happen?
So we're back to your old question, Peterson. I'm glad you've come back to that. Like I said, Peterson, you will play straight into my hands. The longer you stay, the worse it gets for you. Do you understand? Okay? And all your viewers are going to see that.
I like how you're doing anything other than answering the question.
Okay? So, Peterson, so we have... stars that spin clockwise and stars that spin anti-clockwise when doing time-lapse photography, correct? That's your questions, correct? Why do stars spin in different directions based on quote-unquote what hemisphere you're on?
Yeah. Is that correct? Real quick, before we're going to stay on this exact same subject, but I have a separate question for you. A rotating sphere, if you were to look up in the northern hemisphere on a rotating sphere, or in the southern hemisphere, if you were to stand there and look up, that is exactly what you would see, right?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Spin in a circle and look up, and then keep spinning in the same direction and look down, and you'll notice that the ground is spinning in a different direction than the ceiling is.
Can you prove movement to the Earth, Peterson? What was the experiment that was conducted that proved
that? Oh, he's running away from the star thing because he knows that he can't account for this.
It's all part of it, Peterson. It's all part of it.
Go ahead and believe that the Earth isn't moving. That wouldn't prove it's flat. That would still prove that it's a sphere and the night sky is rotating around it.
What experiment was conducted, Peterson, that proved the movement of the Earth?
Go ahead and... assume that there is no movement of the Earth.
We're coming to the stars.
Assume this doesn't have anything to do with the shape of the Earth. Notice how you're talking about is Earth moving, not what shape is the Earth.
Nothing in the sky is going to prove to you what the shape of the Earth is, Peterson.
Yes, it absolutely does.
You just debunked yourself. You just contradicted yourself, Peterson. Because you are correct in your original statement is that nothing in the sky is actually gonna prove the shape of the ground that you live on.
No, it absolutely does. Because this description is only possible one way.
What experiment? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not only
explain how it's possible on a flat Earth.
It's actually much more probable in a geocentric flat Earth model.
Okay? Go ahead and explain it.
Now, Peterson.
Go ahead and explain it.
We're gonna come back to that. What?
Go ahead and explain it.
What experiment was conducted?
Go ahead and explain it.
Keep muting, buddy.
Go ahead and explain it.
Push the button. Come on, you can do it.
Go ahead and explain it.
Use those fingers. Come on now, with those fingers. Push the button.
Do you want me to push it? Do you want me to push it?
You know you do.
Do you want me to push it?
You can never, ever compete with me, Peterson. Never in your wildest dreams. Ever will you ever be able to compete with me, Peterson.
Okay. No, I could never be the stupidest person on the planet. You're right.
What experiment conducted proved motion of the Earth, proved that the Earth is spinning?
Do you know what a red herring is? You are diverting from the shape of the Earth and going toward movement, which has nothing to do with the shape of the Earth. So congratulations on forfeiting the debate. You will not describe how this is possible on a flat Earth because you know you can't. The fact that you know you can't proves indefinitely that your model fails and is not an accurate description of reality. So you guys do anything other than talk about this. So anyways, how does it work on a flat Earth?
Push the button, Peterson. Come on.
How does it work on a flat Earth?
Okay. So anyway, since you actually yourself have forfeited and you cannot cite any experiment that's ever proved motion of the Earth, we can move on from that. Since you've admitted that yes, there is no experiment that we've ever done that's ever proven motion of the Earth. Thank you very much. Okay.
No, we have. You guys filmed an entire documentary on it, actually.
What was the experiment, Peterson, that proved
measured? The ring laser gyroscope detected 15 degrees of rotation per hour.
Oh, shit. Peterson, what happened when they took that ring laser gyroscope? What happened?
It measured 15 degrees of rotation per hour. Peterson, so, Peterson, how does the night sky rotate in two different directions on a flat Earth?
You're not listening, Peterson. Are we?
How does it rotate in two different directions?
The button, Peterson. Boy, good boy. Push it again.
How does the night sky rotate in two different directions?
Push the button, Peterson. Come on, you know you want to.
I don't take orders from low-level idiots like you.
You can never, ever compete with me, Peterson.
No, yeah, you will always be the stupidest person in the world until you die, and then maybe your kid will take over. Or no, wait, she's the milkman's kid, so she doesn't actually share any genes with you, luckily. So she won't take over.
When falsehood is faced with the truth, it vanishes.
Yeah, it gets banished. You simply refuse to talk about how the night sky can rotate in two different directions. Wow, it muted itself. Chat, it muted itself.
Push the button, Peterson.
Chat, it muted itself again. He's now auto-muting. I get it. It's a kink. That's why they do this. They actually like to be talked down to like this. He muted himself. The only thing I pushed was the laugh button. It muted itself again. I'm gonna just put my hands above my head.
Okay, star rotations, Peterson.
Why does it keep muting itself?
Why does it keep muting itself? The only it here is you, Peterson. The only it here is you.
Why are you not talking about sky rotation?
Sky rotation. That's what we've been trying to talk about that for the last, I don't know how long, but you kept changing the subject because you didn't have any kind of answer to any of the.
No, you kept talking about the shape of the Earth instead of the rotation of the sky.
Which you could, yeah, but talking about the shape of the Earth. No,
you're still not talking
about
star rotation, by the way.
Rotation of the Earth, which you could improve or cite.
By the way, the thing you're not doing right now is talking about star rotation.
Okay, so star rotations, Peterson. Okay, is Polaris is a pole star, correct? So if you're standing. Pretty much
we're talking about the southern hemisphere, LBZ. Why does the southern hemisphere rotate around a central point in the opposite direction that the northern hemisphere stars do?
Is Sigma Octantis a pole star, Peterson?
The question is, why does the night sky rotate around a fixed point in the opposite direction as the northern hemisphere stars?
Yes, Peterson. Yes, I'm going to answer your question.
Go ahead and answer it then.
Yeah. Is Sigma Octantis a pole star?
I didn't. You were not requested to ask a question, you were requested to provide an answer.
About the same thing, Peterson.
Why does the southern hemisphere rotate in the opposite direction as the northern hemisphere?
Okay, so the southern hemisphere rotates in a different direction to the northern hemisphere. Okay. So these stars that are rotating in the sky that are rotating in these certain directions, one being clockwise, one being anti-clockwise. Okay, now are those stars rising in the east and setting in the west?
Irrelevant. They're still counterclockwise and clockwise.
It's very relevant. This is what's going to prove my point and demolish your argument. Okay,
it's absolutely not. You're going to argue that they do rotate in the same direction. They don't. One's clockwise, one's counterclockwise.
Yeah, but do stars rise in the east and set in the west?
They don't rise at all from certain points in the southern hemisphere. You can see the ones above the geographic South Pole, and all they do is spin in a circle. They don't rise at all.
Do they rotate from east to west?
No, they rotate in the opposite direction as in the northern hemisphere.
But does that rotation go from east to west?
If you look on the bottom, they will go west to east. If you look on the top, east to west. So this is completely irrelevant.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Peterson. So Peterson just said that stars rotate from west to east. Okay, so take note of that. Make a note, because you've just completely debunked and destroyed your own heliocentric fairy tale fantasy model.
Oh, God. Okay? Chat, so what is it
Peterson
doing?
What Peterson just said was that stars rotate. There is stars that rotate from west to east. Do you want to? Do you want to? Do you want to take?
Can you see this princess?
Do you want to?
Can you see this, princess?
Or do you want to?
LBZ, can you see this?
Do you want to take that back?
LBZ, can you see this? Yeah, I will explain how a circle works to you for the 10th time tonight. Can you see this? You can see this, and you can see where this is going, which is why you've gone completely radio silent here. No, so, if we follow the bottom, if we follow the bottom, what direction's that going? West to east, huh? Now, if we follow the top, what direction's that going? From east to west, huh?
What do you mean follow the bottom?
There you go.
Okay, so now, put a little dot inside that circle, and that's you. Okay, put a little dot inside that circle. That's you. So which direction is the direction that you, the arrow, which way is it going from where to where?
How does the night sky rotate in the opposite direction as the northern hemisphere stars?
You're not going to get away from this, Peterson. Is that rotation going from east to west?
Depends on where you look.
So that you're telling me there's stars that go from west to east?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
You literally still don't know how a circle works? I showed you. What direction is this?
You've completely thrown heliocentrism in the rubbish, Peterson. Congratulations.
What direction is this, BZ?
I applaud you, Peterson.
What direction is this, BZ?
Okay.
What direction is this?
Okay.
Chat, what is it doing? It won't answer any of the questions. What direction is this?
What did you even draw there? You've got literally a circle showing east and west.
What direction is this? What direction is this?
That's east.
It's going from west to east?
Do stars rotate from east to west?
Beezy, what direction is this going? From west to east? I'll just point it out because you're too scared to answer this question. If I look here, they're rotating west to east. If I look here, they're rotating east to west.
I know you like drawing squiggly lines on paper, okay? So to get a better understanding of your heliocentric fantasy, scribble all over that paper that you've just drawn your lines and your circle on, you can use a crayon, okay? Because I know you like to use crayons sometimes, right?
I can't.
Squiggle all over that paper.
I can't.
Okay? Just scribble all over that paper, okay? That's the movements.
I can't.
That's the movements that the planets are supposedly doing in your heliocentric model. Okay? So don't draw me a little circle and say, oh, east to west, west to east. We know that the stars rise in the east and set in the west, just like every other celestial body.
The sun, they don't rise in the southern hemisphere at all. They just go around that point.
Okay, I'll make it even simpler for you. Since you have a lot of trouble comprehending even the most basic
how do you guys do this?
Does the sun
How do you just live so okay. insufferably
is the
all
sun
of
a
your
star?
Days?
Is the sun a star, Peterson?
Yes.
Okay.
Once again, does second sun, graders know
does
that.
Does the sun rise in the east and set in the west?
I think so.
Okay, does it matter where you are
in Antarctica? Earth? Well, actually, during the summertime in Antarctica, it doesn't set
does
at
it,
all.
Does it matter?
Oh,
does it
no. Matter? Oh, no. The thing you said was going to prove your point disproved your point once again. In the southern hemisphere, at a certain latitude, the sun doesn't set at all.
You've yet to
get wrecked, nerd.